Thanks, Joel. So Powanesia is a store on High Street in the CBD, which is the brainchild of Heather Gerbic. Powanesia opened 22 years ago and collaborates with local designers, artists and jewellers to create true, authentic New Zealand mementos. So it's like a New Zealand gift shop, but not the cheesy kind, you know. And I spoke with Heather about Auckland Council and Auckland Transport's shift away from parking towards public transport and what this means for retailers in the city.
For me, the issue is survival of the independent retailer by continuing to have the city perceived as a shopping destination. And as it's become less car friendly, more expensive, more congested, more policed, and Auckland City really pushing the public transport and the cycleways, people are feeling less welcome to drive into the city. And so my product is largely aimed at passionate Kiwi who've got discretionary spending to come and buy goods for themselves and as gifts and as presents to send to family overseas with a New Zealand connection. I'm losing customers because they no longer feel welcome to shop in the city. And there's an effect called donut where people bleed out from shopping in the city to shop in satellites like malls and places that are more accessible, closer and cheaper to go and do their shopping. So for Powanesia that's traded, I've traded there 22 years, I'm noticing that my prime customer is no longer someone who's travelling into the city to shop. And I'm not really offsetting that loss by people coming in on public transport or bike. And certainly I've got people who work and live in the city, mainly work in the city, who in their lunch hour come in. But we will do 65% of our turnover for the whole year between Labour weekend and Christmas Day, Christmas Eve. So we're primarily a New Zealand gift store. And if people perceive it to be too hard to come into the city and do their shopping and that other areas are more attractive because they're time poor, they can include it with supermarket shopping and doing other shopping, we're losing them. So we've just finished 15 months of construction across the road with the do-up of Freiburg Square and Alan Melville Hall. We've got the city broken in half with the train tunnel dig up. We've lost downtown and we've increased parking fees, we've increased parking wardens, we've reduced parking in the street on the city. And we're talking about doing more of a pedestrianising of the city. For me, the consequence is less spending by people that live in the suburbs coming into the city to shop. And while I have steered my business in response to that to more aiming at the tourist, I didn't set up to be a tourist's shop. I set up to be a local shop that celebrates New Zealand that tourists would also enjoy. And I'm looking at a lot of little enterprises, New Zealand-based businesses, closing in the CBD. And if we're not careful, all we're going to be left with are eateries, which we've got a huge amount now, and they're doing very well. Hospitality's up, but basically when a new one sets up, one closes, so you're really robbing Peter to Paul on those. International brands, Prada, Louis Vuitton, etc., which have a high-end market, not necessarily a local market though, and chains. So we're becoming Australianised with so many brands, we're losing our New Zealand brands, and I don't think it's because of the retailer's ineptness, I think it's because of largely Auckland Council, Auckland Transport, Auckland Urban Planners not having their back pocket hit, frankly, by their decisions. Basically, the bureaucrats get paid whether I trade or not, so their empathy and consideration of consequences of what they impose on traders like me is almost non-existent. And at the opening of Alan Melville Hall, I spoke to Mayor Phil Goff about this and asked for his support to encourage people to come into the city in the weekend, because frankly it's actually easier to park in the city in the weekend than it is to park in Ponsonby or Newmarket. But people are getting so many messages of unwelcomeness about driving into the city, the cost of parking in the city, congestion, traffic wardens, da-di-da-di-da, that they just eliminate it by default. And we're going to reap what we sow, and it's nothing that isn't happening around the world. This isn't just an Auckland issue, but the colour and vibrancy and what our CBD is made up of will, I think, will be the loser for the consequence of this. I think that little businesses like mine add a lot of local colour and experience, whether you're a New Zealander wanting to send tea towels to an aunt in Canada or a scarf to a daughter in London. It's nice to have something that's got a New Zealand-ness about it, and I think we'll lose that.
With the issue of the parking and the perceived, I guess, people perceiving that they can't park in Auckland, particularly on the weekend, like you said, what could be a solution? Like you talked to Phil Goff, but
yeah,
a solution to that problem?
Well, to me, simply telling people that in the council-owned car parks and in some of the other privately owned car parks, there are actually weekend cheap rates. You can park in Chancery Car Park across the square from Polynesia for $10 for a whole day.
Right.
But unless that's publicised by the council and the business association, most people wouldn't know that it's that affordable, and their expectation is it's going to be a difficult parking experience, when that's still one opportunity, I think, that people have got to come into the city.
Yeah, because personally I could definitely vouch for that. I'd just assume there's no point even trying to park in the city, because I just won't find anything. But so you're thinking increased awareness and advertising of that, just
yes,
for the council particularly, because that's their
absolutely job. That's well, I mean, we're very important to the colour of Auckland and the vitality of it, and I'm not just talking about gift stores. I mean, whether it's fashion brands or bookshops or eateries and hospitality, I mean, we don't blossom during the weekend like we should. And sure, there's 45,000 people living in the city. A lot of those have international flavour. A lot of them are students, and their support in eateries, I think, is reasonable. But for a lot of us who have a perhaps more traditional market, it's getting increasingly harder.